This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, the Sports Center, and Tropical Gyros.
You won't get on the county.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, the Sports Center, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. On this Thursday edition, we're going to open the lines for you again today. It was all good yesterday, so we're going to do it again today. But before we get to there, you know, I got to get you in a good place, in a good space. I got Joker's Wild Party Passes up for grabs. Dunkin' Donuts coupons. All right, KFC coupons. Lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Fully loaded. All right? All you got to do is answer my mind-bending brain teaser. Because like I said, you know, work run, school run, we can try to make it as much fun as we can. But I want you to leave your work stress there and be in a good space before you pick up the stress this made before you. All right. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. It's a good one right here. I'm going to work. Let me see how I'm giving it. It's Thursday. So I don't think it should be that easy, but I don't think it should be that hard. You know? So that's what we'll give you here today. Because a lot of you complain too, like yesterday, you get all upset. Just because you don't know the answer, don't make it a stupid question, you know? All right. You ready? Here we go. All right, here we go. That's a good one right here. I left my campsite and hiked south for 3 miles. I turned east and hiked for 3 miles. I then turned north and hiked for 3 miles. At which time I came upon a bear inside my tent eating my food. What color was the bear? I left my campsite and hiked south for 3 miles. Then I turned east and hiked for 3 miles. I then turned north and hiked for 3 miles. At which time I came upon a bear inside my tent eating my food. What color was the bear? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. And tell me why the bear is the color that it is. And for those of you texting in, no. Wrong. No, now you want a simple teaser today. Yesterday you said it was stupid. Now today you want it simple. My God. Anyhow, while you all work on that, we're going to work on this. Headlines, all brought, you know, what's making headlines in the 242. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And feel free to chime in and let me know what you're thinking on it. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and views in Madison's 1844. PM says wrong deficit provided. Falsely suggests Guardian made up info. What would happen? Mr. PM, have you been caught being misleading again? You and your administration caught misleading the people again? How are you going to blame the Guardian on this? Would you run out of MPs to blame, so now you're trying to blame the Guardian? PM, NGO from Food Task Force turned in 100K other government assets. Two separate stories, but read both. I still wonder how the Guardian got in all this, Mr. Producer. My God, photo op Phil just snatched the Guardian and dragged us in there for no reason. My God. I guess misery love company, eh? Police aim for murders to come in under 100 this year. That's a better statement, Mr. COP. Mr. Fernando, that is a better statement. Let's try get it to come in under 100. Because last time he said, you know, with 80-something left in the year, it can come in under 100. My, look, he had a bad word. I'm sure he was dead wrong. No pun intended. So I like this approach. But we need to do our part as the citizenry as well to ensure that it stays under 100. PM says company hired to collect government VAT money kept millions. All right, phone lines ringing. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maggie.
How are you, Maggie?
I'm good, thank you.
What's going on? You got an answer for me or you want to comment?
I do have an answer for you.
All right, what's the answer?
The bear was white.
And why was the bear white?
Because you're in the North Pole.
Boom. Mr. Bedosa, get her information. She's absolutely right. Maggie, you're hooked up. You win the prize, all right?
Woo-hoo!
There you go, man. Thanks for listening, man. And Mr. Bedosa, get you hooked up and tell you how to win your prize. You get all the info so we can let her know how to win, all right? Thanks for playing, all right? And thanks for listening. All right. So that's a big statement by the PM, man. Prime Minister Philip Davis said in the House of Assembly yesterday that a private company engaged by the Minnesota administration to collect immigration fees and taxes on a family island who kept millions of dollars in public monies it collected. According to the Center, for reasons which remain profoundly unclear, the previous administration appointed a private company. Again, the name is here. I ain't called the name. I can tell you private if you want. As a sole collector of immigration fees, said Davis. While he did not name the company, his speech was sent out to the media with the company's name in it. Wow. And then on the road, Minister Davis, run in Kalani and I'll retire you. But, Dr. Minnis, who say you could run in Kalani? If given half a chance, Pintard might retire you and maybe you don't get that nomination. Boy, that's some big talk, say. That's like two shaky-seated dudes sitting at the domino table playing cutthroat trying to hold their seat. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That is so, oh, the irony, the irony, the irony. Anyway, that's a wrap on the headlines. Who are us making headlines in the 242? Let's take a quick break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll get back into it with the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, as the Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. All right, I got a winner chicken dinner, and it came in at 4:23. And yes, there was a myriad of you that got the answer in and got the answer correct on the text lines, apart from my listeners that called in on the phone lines. So we got a phone winner today, and of course, we got a text winner today, too. I'm hooking everybody up. And the text winner chimed in, like I said, at 4:23. All right? 4:23. Chimed in. I had everybody else who chimed in at 4:24, 4:25. We got it right here. So I got the winner chicken dinner. All right, I can be on the show tomorrow with a new trivia. I know that's what you only want to hear me for. You don't want no replay. I live from Duncan tomorrow. Duncan Carmichael. All right? So don't watch nothing. I'll give you a new trivia tomorrow because I know you hot. You didn't get it 2 days in a row. You're vaccinated now. I understand. Naughty notice. I'm into the buzz right now. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget, John's now has small home appliances and cookware available for you in addition to a full line of footwear for men, women, and children, formal, casual, and athletic. All right? So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. We're at John's, don't forget, serving you is a pleasure. Naughty notice from Lady Pink told Fred to sit small. All the Davis administration was doing was throwing blame. Why I tell you, that's true, you know, a lot of finger pointing. A lot of finger pointing. I can't lie. Naughty, I'm agreeing with Dr. Ms. PM is out of touch. But I mean, I think Dr. Minister is out of touch, too, in regards to reality, because some of the accusations he hurled, you know, while they were valuable contributions, he came off very hypocritical because some of the things he was accusing this administration does, he did quite openly himself. So, you know, I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same, eh? Your fish stink, but mine don't. What else we got? So, a lot of people buzzing on those comments. Still a lot of people buzzing on the whole immigration situation. And rightly so. So got reports coming out of Abaco and Grand Bahama and Exuma and Eleuthera. You know, situations. People popping up all over social media. Now Bahamians are taking a stand. They're adamant about it. And I think the general consensus is there's nothing being done by this administration. Do you feel, and I want you to call in, I want you to chime in, that this administration is doing all that they can to deal with this situation? All while attending CARICOM meetings to the region, talking about we're part of the plan to fix Haiti. And we have to engage our, you know, National Security Council and our troops to get over there because, you know, having, you know, Haiti run by gangs is not beneficial in the best interest of the Bahamas. Well, in our best interest, I'm still figuring out what Mr. Monroe meant by that, who or what he meant by that. But nonetheless, yeah, it'll stem the flow of illegal migration. However, it's not going to stem the whole thing. So I think that's why we need to employ, you know, the planes, the drones, and everything that we, the taxpayers, paid for to combat the situation. All while remaining, you know, in accordance with the international human rights protocols and treaties we've signed on to. But the green light has been, you know, given to demolish shanty towns. Then gets to doing it. Let's see what you guys are buzzing on. Naughty, every time the F&M administration in office, they say the PLP stole money. When the PLP in office, they say the F&M stole money. What happened to the technocrats and the other gatekeepers of public funds? Why can't they make a criminal complaint to the COP? When Minnesota administration began to prosecute politicians, everyone cried innocent, but the money gone. And no charges to come. To follow up, misspeak is a parliamentary term for lying, Naughty. I agree. I agree. Naughty, I'm driving to Neague William Darling Highway. This road is a mess traveling east. It needs attention badly. I concur. I was on there the other day, experienced a touch of it. It does need work in desperate measure and in rapid order. Now, what else are folks buzzing on? The roads, that's another one. Potholes still abundantly, or in abundance, I should say. And they've got a lot. They got some horrible ones in Joe Farrington Road. Oh, my God. Terrible. Same road as Rocky Farms. Shout out to the crew at Rocky Farms. Awesome stuff. They got a couple of speed bumps on that road. When you go over, there's a pothole in the front, pothole in the back. And you can see down to Jabim inside. Yeah. Not a pretty sight. Need to deal with some of these craters that are on the road. Let's go to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Naughty. How you doing?
I'm good. What you buzzing on today, man? What you got for me?
Well, listen here. Well, there's so many things to knock on today. You know where Dr. Norman Gay office was on West Bay Street?
Correct.
Okay. You know, Naughty, there's a big cat on the road right on the side of the road there, and tourists is be walking up and down this area. And that whole area from Badastro Garden Road is filthy. I mean, paper's thrown all over the place.
Correct.
I mean, why they can't, I mean, just say don't do it for the tourists, but just do it, you know, keeping the place clean. You know, when I was growing up, if there was a dog got knocked down or cat, whatever it was, that same day, that was picked up. I'm 67. That means people used to go around. But now, a dog get knocked down on the road, he will swell, he will burst, worm gonna, and then he'll rot away right there.
And it'll stink up the neighborhood for days.
I'm telling you, and years ago too, when the garbage used to be picking up, they had something that they called carbolic. They used to throw around it to knock the scent down. These guys, the garbage would leak the dirty water, papers thrown over, and they would not take a broom and shovel and pick it up. They're the one that drop it on the ground, you know, in the road.
Oh, Lord. That's the infamous garbage truck juice. That's what they call it, garbage truck juice. Garbage juice.
It you know, it has changed so much from, you know, people say that, oh, you know, you were sporting the UB. No, it's just that the place used to be much cleaner back then. You never smell the garbage out on Porter Ski because, like you said, and then in the area by the wharf, because they had carbolic and they used to knock that scent right down. Another thing, Naughty, what they can do to get this road, keep these potholes, break up the road in segments A, B, C, D, E, F, and have supervisors. And if it isn't done, you don't pay them. That's the only way we can get this done. When you hit them holes, man, listen here.
That's my thing, though. That's my thing. You know, with no procurement act, you can't see who gets the contract and who's qualified or not.
See, that's it.
And then, you know, you need to know who's doing the greater work, because if I got a goose in the form of the government that's going to pay me every time potholes need to fix,
yeah,
I'm not gonna, maybe I'm not going to fix them correctly every time, because I know they can keep going back when they water out and make more money.
And then on top of that, not even sometimes when they're doing it, they don't do it properly. You suppose when you go to this hole, you dig around it. Years ago, I used to live in Exuma, and the hose is, although the tar was in what we have, the hot mix, but they used to dig that out, sprinkle tar down in the road, and when you put that on there, it lasts. But now here in Nassau, they just dump it and don't tamp it, or don't do anything like that. In the next month, the hole back again. And as it rains, it gets deeper and deeper and deeper because cars dropping it, everything getting messed up on your car.
I got you, man. And it's the same thing. The more things change, the more they say the same. Whatever administration has been had issues with the potholes, and they keep getting worse. And this administration thoroughly ain't checking.
And you'll be able to, you know, monitor who's supposed to be having this area cleaned and holes being fixed.
All right, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Those other callers chiming in, I'll hit me right back. All right. We got another one right here, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? You might want to turn down your radio.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? I am fine, thank you. I have a question. Do you and the general public, including myself, really, really thought that the Cooper Davis administration would have been better than they are?
Well, they talked the good talk. I don't think they could walk the good walk. I mean, they talked it. I don't know if they could walk it. But on the campaign trail, they sounded like they were ready to do what they needed to do.
But the history of
And your opinion, did they not sound like they were prepared to do what they were supposed to do?
No, because I go by history.
So you just, no, come on now. You can't go by history, because then if you go by history, then you would automatically cry BS out of the gate one more time.
I'm sorry?
I said if you went by history, then you'd have to cry BS before it even started.
Well, it was BS before it started.
I was trying to be objective and diplomatic. But now that we've gone to the chase.
And it was just obvious. Yes, the previous administration messed up big time. But my God, to give the power to somebody that has a history of seeing nothing, knowing nothing, how could you do that? How could you just swing the government one way? There's no balance.
Well, I mean, you know, this administration does a thing, you know, they do things a certain way whenever they're in it. History repeats itself, like you say. I said this administration, whenever they're in power, if you look at it, they have a playbook. They're very similar. They run the same plays over and over and over. Once they're the administration of the day. The plays stay the same. The players changed, but the players are still the same.
Thank you.
And so are the results.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. We the Bahamian people, we suffer. We suffer.
We always suffer. And there's no reason by leaders that puts the brunt of solving the problems by, you know, their solution is to put burden the middle class and the poor with taxes.
But yeah, they could put taxes in place all they want. How much of that money will they collect? Because ain't nobody making no money, so how much of the money they're going to collect?
Well, we need to see them collect everything since they're putting it on the backs of the middle class and the poor.
Well,
because if we're paying it, then we need to see where it's going, because then it, in turn, you know,
we're investing. I'm not condoning people not paying taxes, but you have to have money in order to pay taxes. You have to have money to take care of your home. You have to have money to pay your mortgage. You have to have money to pay your car note. So where does the taxes come in between those things?
Where do they go? Is the question. And once they're collected, if they're collected. That's the question. You always got to follow the dots and follow the money.
And the next question I have, please, I'll hang up because I know you have other callers. Who is the Minister of Finance? Is it Mr. Wilson?
I would guess my old St. Andrews alumni, my St. Andrews schoolmate, Simon Wilson. My guess is Simon Wilson. I think he does more talking for the Office of the Ministry of Finance and for the PM in that capacity.
Because
he always refers to Mr. Wilson.
So that's why Mr. Davis don't know what's happening with the money. Okay,
but you can't blame Simon. He's been to good high school now. You can't blame him now. If it's broken down from point A to B and the PM don't grasp it, you can't blame the St. Andrews alumni, you know.
I have no problem with St. Andrews alumni. I have a problem with the PM, who is supposed to be the leader of our country and the Minister of Finance, not knowing anything and always lying, and then comes back after he's corrected and say, I misspoke. Misspoke? No.
Well, misspoke is the correct word. Don't use lie. We can't use lie. We can say he misspoke and misled.
Okay, he misspoke and he misled.
No, he's the KC. We don't need no lawsuits around here, you know?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like Dr. Minister don't want you to call him a dictator. So I'll just call him dictatorial. How about that?
Oh, that's perfect.
Thanks for calling, Carla. Have a good one, man. Naughty, great show as usual. I text the show so much, my text phone got messed up. Question, if eating Chinese food, you and the caller have to be so descriptive about the spelling of, you were eating Chinese food, and what? Well, listen, that was the caller. He was talking about the dog, not me. Now, how you correlate that? Well, I'm sorry we spoil your Chinese food with that, you know? No, the middle class does exist, Dexter. Me and the caller aren't wrong. The middle class does exist. There's a small portion of the Bahamian middle class. Now, the majority of the Bahamas middle class happens to be expatriate with a briefcase. But nonetheless, we do have a spattering of Bahamians still there, right there on the borderline of that middle class. All right? Naughty, there's a corner on Joe Farrington Road on the right after you pass the Rubis service station. And almost that entire road needs to be stripped and repaved. And that newly placed speed bump needs to go. Every low car that comes through there ends up scraping on that poorly formed bump. Shoddy workmanship, huh, Texter? Noted. I'll pass that on, and I might, you know, check that out next time I'm at the ballpark. Naughty, have you seen the new airline tax to build the 14 airports? No, but I'm sure I'll hear about it. I might have missed that. I was running around these last couple of days. What's the tax looking like? How much are they sucking us for this time? Naughty, I've never heard a country leader ask for foreigners to become police to tackle the crime issue in your country. They can't find enough Bahamians to join the force? Naughty, tell Minish running Cat Island if he's so confident. He's the one looking for relevance. Indeed, he is looking for relevance. But, well, it's only fair. If Minish tells Davis running Kalani, I'll retire you. Davis said, we'll come to Cat Island and boogity, boogity, boo, I'll retire you. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Taylor. Listen, Naughty, that person who texted a few minutes ago about the taxes, man, he probably is reading my mind. You know, the government is supposed to be collecting millions of dollars every year from overhead flight charges. That money is supposed to be going into the aviation sector to build airports. We're not supposed to be paying people supposed to be paying for no airport. Where's the money going? Okay, when Mr. DeAgler was the Minister of Aviation, he said that we would be getting X amount of dollars every year, $10 million, whatever it is. Have we gotten any money from these people as yet? And where has the money gone? These are the questions that need to be answered. When have we ever gotten any money from whoever's supposed to be collecting these monies for us? And where has the money gone? Mr. Pintad, please ask the Prime Minister that question next time you all have the opportunity.
Maybe the AG might step in and tell him to be quiet, too, since he's actually been doing everything.
Listen, the AG need to stay out of our business. That's we money, and we want to know where the VAT money gone.
I think AG stands for assistant gangsters. That's what I think it stands for now.
Tell the AG, stay in his lane, man. That's we money, and we need to know where we money going. You know what I mean?
I with you.
Okay.
Have a good one, man. All right, man. A couple of 1-2s before as we slide out of the... Out of the Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, man, it's all about that genius menu at KFC Nassau. Be sure to check that out. Off the chain at all of your favorite KFC locations. And let's check out the Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And like I say, where do I start? Oh, Aaron Carter's mom says police missing clues in the death scene photos. What else? Sweetie Pie's owner Tim Norman gets life in prison in nephew's murder for hire case. Khloe Kardashian and True Thompson rap in videos. Now she's pushing her kid to get another 15 minutes of fame. Dear God, she's her mother's own child, that Khloe Kardashian. Gunmen shoot up store owned by Lionel Messi's family and threaten the soccer legend. Christian Cavallari knows it's horrible to dump via text, but still does it. Ex-NFL owner Jerry Richardson dead at 86. Former Tennessee Titans owner. I mean Carolina Panther owner. All right. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills co-stars Garcia Bouvier and Erica Jane also shared their thoughts on filming the Bravo series without, Lisa Rinna after her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills exit. And look, man, I was getting tired of seeing Lisa Rinna on that show. I'll watch it from time to time during the NFL offseason when there's no Monday Night Football if wrestling sucks. I'll tune into that. That's a good adrenaline boost right there. Rinna needs a timeout. They could bring her back in a couple of years, but go give her a timeout right now. Yep. What else is going on? What else? Shaka Khan, this is Mariah Carey. Adele, Mary J. Blige over Rolling Stones best singer rankings. Shaka got to be in there, though. I cannot tell you where to lie. All right. And that's pretty much it. Chris Rock to address Oscar slap as Will Smith returns to the award ceremony. All right, that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, I'll be at Dunkin' tomorrow. After getting my Dunkin' Donuts coffee back, I'll be at Dunkin' called Michael tomorrow. You know, running on Dunkin', getting it in for you. All right, 4 out of 6, getting you into the weekend, running on Dunkin'. And don't forget, the Island Game got some big things popping. Got to remind you, a little FYI for you, March is here. It's March Madness, and you can pick the perfect bracket with the Island Game Sportsbook. Win $1,000 cash prize for the best bracket. Bet with the Island Game Sportsbook and stay tuned. And here's how you enter. Real easy, okay? From March 1st to the 14th, each bet of $20 or more on the Island Game Sportsbook gives you access into the Perfect Bracket Challenge. Bets must be placed on a verified Island Game account to qualify. Each sportsbook bet of $20 or more counts as an entry. The brackets will go on live on March 14th. Sign on to your Island Game account to receive your bracket sheet for submission. Remember, the more sportsbook bets of $20 or more, the more bracket sheets you can enter to win. Brackets will close on March 16th at 11:59 p.m. Tune in to March Madness and continue to bet with the Island Game Sportsbook. The perfect bracket and best bet bracket will be announced on April 4th. And don't forget, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right. Getting ready. We got one more break, right, Mr. Producer, before we get to the... All right, so let's get to that break, and we'll go straight into the news. And on the flip side of the news, we'll be talking sports. That's the Thursday, March 2nd edition. The Talking Heads continues right after this. Let me check the text lines real quick. Good stuff for the most part. Oh, no, Naughty. AG stands for actual gangster. You said it. I did it. But hey, that could work too. Naughty, it's almost 5 o'clock and no one got shot as yet today. We're doing good today. All right, knock on wood that yet. I'll hold firm as well, too. And hopefully you can enjoy the remainder of your Chinese food. All right? All right, yum, yum, dim sum. Naughty, Minnis doesn't understand that the only people who support him are those he gave contracts to and those to whom he gave jobs, which most were not qualified. He is unbelievably ignorant, inarticulate, and an embarrassment to the country. And so are some of those blind minions you talked about as well just now. And that's a wrap right there on that one. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get to the news. As the Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Good stuff the first hour, all your good stuff. Nice, go in. Keep it popping in the 5 o'clock hour.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20.
more genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, the Sports Center, and Tropical Gyros.
Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. And, you know, we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Look out, Mr. Producer. I think Pearlie might be zooming in. And also Peter Raheem. You know when Peter here, you can hear the noise. You can hear the key change. You can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear the change in the ashtray in the car.
Recording in progress.
I don't know what that is. But hey, there's a recording in progress. Well, let's jump on in like we always do today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Sharpton Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. out there at Naughty Johnny's. So let's see what happened on this day in sports history, March 2nd, 1904. the official playing rules of the professional baseball clubs were adopted. 1918, Joe Malone of the Toronto Arenas became the first scoring leader in the NHL. He had scored 44 goals in 22 games in the first NHL season. His record stood until 1944 through 45, when 50 goals were scored by Maurice the Rocket Richard. 1922, the Toronto St. Patricks and the Vancouver Millionaires played the final professional hockey game that featured seven players on each side. 1927, Babe Ruth signed a three-year contract with the New York Yankees worth $70,000 a year. Back then, that was equivalent of millions today. 1929, George Hainsworth of the Montreal Canadiens recorded his 20th shutout of the season. He ended the season with a total of 22. 1929, the Chicago Blackhawks were shut out for the eighth consecutive game. 1940, the first televised intercollegiate track meet was seen on TV in New York City on W2XBS. The game presented live from Madison Square Garden, New York, came live from Madison Square Garden, and New York University won the meet. 1962, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain scored 100 points against the New York Knicks. The final score was 169-147. Chamberlain broke several NBA records in the game. 1966, Bobby Hull of the Chicago Blackhawks became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in two seasons. 1969, Phil Esposito of the Boston Bruins became the first player in NHL to score 100 points in a season. Bobby Hull and Gordie Howe also crossed the 100 mark during the same season. 1984, John Long of Detroit began a free throw streak of 51 NBA games. 1992, Ryan Sandberg signed a five-year contract with the Chicago Cubs worth $30.5 million. 2000, Team New Zealand, the Kiwis, retained Yachting's America's Cup. It was the first time that a non-American syndicate had successfully defended the Cup. 2004, the Pittsburgh Penguins ended their NHL record 14-game home losing streak when they tied the New York Islanders 3-3. 2004, the Indianapolis Colts signed Peyton Manning to a seven-year, $98 million deal with a $34.5 million signing bonus. It was the largest package to date in the NFL at that time. All right, here's your quote of the day. In Cleveland, pennant fever usually ends up being just a 48-hour virus. Frank Robinson, former Cleveland Indians manager. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Mr. Producer, we got Pearly yet? Nor Peter. All right, so we're hanging on for both of them. But we'll slide out of the home court. We'll slide out of Today in Sports History, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, and get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you can say hello morning at BK Nassau. Waiting for Pearly to zoom in. Once he zooms in, we'll be good to go. You got that sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich waiting on you each and every morning at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo with hash browns and coffee. All right, and don't forget that Whopper, that plant-based Whopper. Everything that is a Whopper, except it's plant-based. Get it by itself, get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King location. Available for you for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's jump on in to the local sports scene, to the home court, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I'll tell you, wow. Let me get to it. I had the sports, and I lost the sports, you know? Is that the Pearl?
That's the Pearl, yeah.
What's going on, Pearly?
I'm indulging myself at the moment.
Well, as we jump into the home court, big headline in The Guardian today, rivalry renewed between Sac and QC. Big so Red Machine leads by only 62.5 points after the first day of the BAISS meet.
It ain't how much you win by is if you win. It ain't how much you win by is if you win. But let me give you the scores as of today, at the end of the day. So you could be quiet and don't have to be making unnecessary noise about who in first place, second place, third place, fourth place, and last place.
Okay, go ahead.
That's fine with you?
Go right ahead.
Okay, hold on. My what the thing called? You ain't doing the little twisty-wisty. Okay, here we go. Okay. In 13th place? In 14th place, Bahamas Academy with 10 points. 13th, Laifiki International with 15 points. 12th place, Charles W. Sanders with 21 points. In 11th place, Prince William with 46 points. In 10th place, Aquinas with 62 points. In, what is this? 9th place, Windsor School. Windsor School has 75 points. In 8th place, Nassau Christian Academy with 80 points. No, you're not going to like this. Dropping to 7th place, St. Andrews with 87.5 points. In 6th place, Kingsway Academy with 91.5 points.
You can catch Kingsway. Don't worry about them. They're just flashing the pan.
I got you. In 5th place, St. Anne's School with 131.5 points. In 4th place, St. John's with 210 points. In 3rd place, we have Temple Christian with 21.5 points. In 2nd place, as where they're supposed to be, is Queens College with 607.5. And leading State 2 with 691 points, St. Augustine's College, 691.50 points.
So they stress it out a little bit.
They stress out a little bit, yeah. We'll wrap it up tomorrow and give them beat them by about 200-300 points.
Wait, St. Andrews in 7, are you still proud?
That's good. They're dropping.
Wait till they run a distance, boy. Wait till they run a 1,200, a 1,500. Half kill you all.
And what? And what? You
know what I mean? No, on the track. You know, we break off run on the Eastern Road when you have our problems. We try to run away from where mommy and daddy want to send off after school. We just break off running on the Eastern Road for 3-4 miles there, buddy.
I got you.
You know, that's how we flex off stress, just running circles for a couple hours. And then when we finish, we wash it down with a nice cocktail.
I know what you mean. JD and Don, and you know.
Oh, don't kill me, Burley. Don't kill me. It's Thursday.
I know. The day before Friday.
Team Bahamas blanks Nicaragua in tennis. Switching it to tennis from track and field because I we've had enough of you and your sack contributions. But
listen. We have a great bank in Fidelity sponsoring the title sponsor. Fidelity BAIS Track and Field Championship and a great school leading it. You can't beat that combination.
Yeah, I know, but you start, what you eating? You eating bangs? You sound like my boy Steve McKinney may be eating soup on his show. So stop cheating.
I'm having popcorn. I'm watching something and eating popcorn.
You're watching baseball, spring training, you're a junkie. Put it down. You don't need the popcorn yet. That's for midseason. That's for regular season, not for now.
Okay.
And how bad are the Dodgers getting beat right now in this preseason game?
No, actually, I'm doing pretty good. I think they beat 3-1 or something like that.
The preseason don't count, Purdy.
I know. That's why I don't worry about it.
But you just said you all were 3-1. You knew it right away.
You said how bad. Only because you asked how bad.
You said you're 3-1. You know, you just said 3-1.
Yeah.
That means you're keeping track already because you answered it as if you're in midseason form.
No, I just happened to remember. I haven't seen a loss there. One yesterday. One the day before that. I think we lost game one or something. I don't remember.
You're a Dodger baseball junkie.
So the Reds beat them 7-1 the day before yesterday.
You are a Dodger baseball junkie.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to the Dodger Nation podcast today. And Miguel Rojas, you know, we got from the Marlins, is not going to the World Baseball Classic.
He's anymore. Not.
No, he's not.
So
he decided not to go because he's going to be the starting shortstop.
He don't want to get injured.
No. He thought it's better to be in spring training to get some reps because he's not starting in the he's coming as a utility person, so he'll hardly play.
So he need to go get those reps.
Yeah, he need to get the reps. So he's going to stay in spring training.
So what's he going to play for you guys? Is he going to be utility or is he going to be every day somewhere?
No, he's going to be every day shortstop.
So is that how good his team is? That he's a utility guy? He can't crack shortstop?
Oh, anyway, he's from Cuba. Where he's from? Or the DR?
I think he's the DR, right?
Let me find out where he's from.
He's from one of those Spanish-speaking countries.
But we know he speaks Espanol.
Everyone.
Manny Machado, what do you think about San Diego spending the money on Manny?
They did it because they were afraid he's going to lose him to the Dodgers.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, that was talk that he may have decided to come to L.A.
If y'all wanted him, y'all could have made it happen.
I didn't think we wanted him.
You could have made it happen.
He's from Venezuela. He's from Venezuela.
All right. Listen, Naughty, I agree with you. Man, I offer having socks, but tell Pearly he's making us all hungry. And he chewing like he got plenty space in his teeth. Just thought I'd share that one with you, Pearly. But, I don't know. Last thing on the local scene, the Trio of Silver Partners come on board with Carifta, and Carifta's getting close. So you got to support that. Yeah.
I had to take a deep breath. Tell the text if he hungry and wants something, just tell me. He got to tell me to swing by to get some. Yep.
You said it yourself.
Okay.
So now we got to get to Who's In and Who's Out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Check them out, both locations. Flagship store over there on Mackey and Rosetta. Newest location out there on in the West, JFK, at the R&D Plaza. Some news popping in out of the NFL. Kamara pleads not guilty to assault. Alvin Kamara pleads not guilty to all charges stemming from alleged assault in February 2022. The trial is set for July 31st. A.J. Brown and the Juju Smith TikTok beef continues. You talked about it yesterday, Purdy. What's going on with Messi, man? He received attacks again today and threats. We got Purdy or we lost Purdy? Purdy, you muted yourself, man.
Did I do that?
You always do it.
No, my somebody came to say something whispered in my ear, so I couldn't let you hear that.
Okay. Can you now talk on Lionel Messi's situation? Threatened again today.
His family's
Argentina was attacked by gunmen. Now they're sending more threats.
I wonder what that was about.
I don't know. The family of Messi's wife, Antonella Roccuzzo, owns a franchise of the Unico supermarket chain in Rosario, Argentina. Who's that bleeding in the background, Pearly?
I guess that was that special person. I just told him not to whisper in my ear.
Ask them where they learn how to whisper. A helicopter?
I don't know.
They'll never become a Navy SEAL. You could hear them coming a mile away.
Let me know they can't attack us.
They got the whole platoon killed. Police said two men on a motorcycle fired at least a dozen shots into the Unico branch in the early hours and left a message on a piece of cardboard that read, "Messi, we're waiting for you." Now, Rosario Mayor Pablo Javkin is also a drug trafficker, so he won't take care of you, per the AP, and that was all on the cardboard. Now, the AP reported it, but that was all on that cardboard message.
That sounds a little fishy there.
You think Lionel is involved or are family members involved?
The dude making, 700 million? How much is he making a year?
A lot.
75 million a year.
75
like
million
that.
A year, yeah. Or close
to. He can't spend all that money.
Maybe they're looking at a little extortion. Something.
That's possible.
That could definitely be a situation, an option there. Because, you know, those kind of situations in those kind of countries are highly likely to happen, especially among the drug community and drug cartels and the drug culture. Court reverses dismissal of sexual assault lawsuit against Jerry Jones.
Explain that one to me so I can understand what that means. I live dense when it comes to that one.
I was asking you because I thought you could have explained it. Texas Appeals Court has reversed the dismissal of a lawsuit against Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, accusing him of sexually assaulting a woman in 2018. according to Lana Ferguson of the Dallas Morning News and Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the lawsuit was originally filed in 2020 and had previously been thrown out by a Dallas County District Court in February of 2022. The plaintiff said Jones kissed her on the mouth and forcibly grabbed her without her consent after a Cowboys game at AT&T Stadium in September of 2018. Jones denied the allegations and called it malicious and hurtful. What he did, allegedly, or the allegations? Jones' legal team argued that more information was needed for the lawsuit to be valid, and the woman changed her identification from Jane Doe to J.G. and said the assault occurred in the Tom Landry room at the AT&T Stadium. The woman said in the lawsuit that the assault has caused severe emotional distress, psychological pain and suffering, as well as medical expenses. The lawsuit was dismissed last year when a judge ruled that the woman failed to comply with an order to provide more information both about herself and the details of her allegation. However, the appellate court found that she made a good faith effort to amend her pleadings, and the lower court abused its discretion in dismissing the claims. The case will likely head to trial in the coming months, and Jones will face questioning under oath in a deposition. And there's also a chance he also faces discipline under the NFL's personal conduct policy. Yep, I think Jerry just need to pay her. Because I think that's what this is all about, especially who appeals a dismissal of a case unless you really want some money?
Oh, I do really feel you're right.
Or, you know, so we'll see how it pans out. I don't condone violence or any way, shape, or form toward women, especially sexual assault, but this one still don't smell right. Seems like some extenuating circumstances here. Or it just could be me.
No, I go with you on that. It don't sound too right, but pay the woman and get out of the way.
Naughty, that caused me emotional pain and suffering. Thank you for sharing.
Well, sue the government.
Hey, probably the text box, but say, yeah, baby, where you at? I could use some of that.
Get them all gone.
Get it all gone now, Texter. Too late. Too late for that. Speaking of all gone, let's get to that first break, Mr. Producer. We'll get to that first break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll continue with Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Then we get into our pro picks, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, March 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for.
Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family.
Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service,
your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent.
Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is up April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
p.m. is the time, and down the home stretch we come. And Purdy Pearl, who's in, who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros.
Okay.
We got to look at the whole situation with LeBron. Of course, now there's a alleged timetable for his return. But could that be too much, too little, too late? He's not going to need surgery.
I see that. I don't remember that, BJ.
Why is that?
I want.
Yeah, well, I get that aspect of it, but for talking sake.
For him, nah. It only can cause me to have frustration.
For talking sake, you know what I mean? Here we are again. He won't need surgery, but he's going to be out. And didn't I say this all was going to take place? That from when he first signed, that this was how we're going to end up in a shambles?
We won last night.
Because we're getting him at the back end of his career, long in the tooth. All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down for me, man. What's happening? Who's this?
Hello. Okay.
Hey. Hey, what's happening?
All is well. Lucky off. You know what this is, right?
Yeah, man, Dolphin, what's going on?
Okay.
This is Mystery Dolphin?
Yet, man.
No, this ain't Mystery Dolphin.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
This ain't Mystery Dolphin.
How are you?
No, he probably asked if this was Miffin. Now, we know we heard from Mystery Dolphin.
Dolphin.
No, this one is stand firm, Pretty. He like you. He take blows for the Dolphin.
Dolphins in the Lakers.
Yeah, he don't run from it. Only Mystery Dolphin is going to MIA.
But, Naughty... I need to find out what
you got to hit me back. I didn't send you two texts, and I didn't send you leave you a voice message.
Huh?
I didn't leave you two messages and a voice message.
Listen to me. I can't do them things, right? Because of my phone.
All right. All right, all right, all right. I got you. I got you. I got you.
I get them bubble up.
All right.
And I can't text.
Not a problem.
Right? But... See, I don't even know your number. I get to send what I need you to do. I get to send it to the email. I get to let my friend, my fiance.
All right.
Email
I tell you what.
You.
I tell you what. You got an email. Give my producer your email, and I can email you. I will email you back tonight, and then you can send me all the information.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
but what you got for me otherwise?
Huh?
What's going on with LeBron, man?
LeBron out for couple
yeah, weeks. For a couple, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't know why.
Something. I hear poorly saying just now, but what happened to 80? Because I know they say he
80 was 80.
I know he didn't play last night.
80 was load management last night.
Huh?
Last night, no, 80 took the night off for load management.
Oh, that's load management. Well, who are you talking about? I am saying somebody.
LeBron out for 3 weeks with a foot injury.
Yeah, they say 2 weeks. You're saying three. They say two.
We know LeBron.
But
he can take an extra week.
I mean, he played last night either, right?
Who?
D'Lo didn't play last night.
What his name?
D'Angelo Russell didn't play last night either. Let me tell you who played last night. Schroeder had 26. Troy Brown Jr. had 19. Beasley had 11. Vanderbilt had 7.
How many boards?
4. Mo Bamba had 12 and 7. Rui Hachimura had 9 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Reeves had 19 points and 4 assists.
Reed got off. Reed had to play at a top 10 spots on the play.
Randy Graybill was 5 points, 10 rebounds. And Lonnie Walker was 13 points, 2 rebounds. And the rookie Christie played 6 minutes, had 2 points. But they held on and they won.
Could I ask you and Purdy something?
Go ahead.
You know the reason why? Could you give a reason why them fellas play the way they play?
Who? Which fellas play last night?
Without AD and without LeBron.
Because they're young and they had an opportunity to control the ball and be part of the game. They had nothing else to do. They was next man up. They had to make it happen.
Plus, they pay a crappy deal.
You know what I'm telling some people, though, Naughty? Because of minutes. I think that's why we just be struggling a lot, because plenty of them fellas don't have the minutes to perform how they really are supposed to perform. Watch this. If you get AD and LeBron in the game, all of them fellas ain't going to play.
Right.
And if they do play, they ain't going to play. The type of minutes will require them to make themselves some kind of hazard or Isaac for the other team because of
guess
the
what?
Minutes.
I hear your point, but they professionals, they just need to get their act together and adjust.
I could agree with that too, Poily. But Poily, let me tell you something. And you watch, whether you was a star, all-star, whatever, you ain't just going to court in the next 2-3 minutes and perform the way you supposed to perform concerning being consistent. You got to get warm up.
I guess.
You got to get warm up.
Ain't everybody Vinny Johnson in my career.
Get warm up alike. You get some fellas with his instant players. You get some fellas with need to get what they need to run for a little while. Really, let me tell you why I say that. I was like that. I was one of the best point guards in the Bahamas. But you want to see me kick over? Let me run 130. But I wouldn't say 30, say but 15 minutes. Give me but 15 minutes on the court, and I'll be everything the coach needs me to be. But I can't do that instantly.
No, but you were a starter.
I gotta warm up. I gotta play plenty defense. I gotta play plenty defense, and I gotta be running hard. And then
you were a starter, and so you were expected to play a lot of minutes. You come to this team understanding you playing behind AD. You playing behind LeBron. You playing behind D'Lo.
Right.
So you know you're getting less minutes. You have to adjust your game.
Let me give you an example. You see that boy Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Very efficient with his minutes.
Right. And guess what? Let me show you something. If they would have let him be a starter, he would have a better game than probably AD.
Don't get too excited.
He brings a lot of energy, man. But
right.
I don't know if he puts
he
up that
more
numbers,
energy than everybody on the front line.
No, but that has been his game.
Huh?
Less than low minutes, efficient minutes. He's an efficient ball player. He can
I
give
know
you
what
no 38
is,
minutes and perform like that. He's
if
not.
He was a starter, he will produce even more.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No.
Name a starter. Name one starter. Ain't starting because they don't produce. One. Only one starter you need to name. Who will start and don't produce?
In baseball and basketball? Because I know company in baseball.
I don't have a basketball.
I can't think. I've checked the numbers. I can't think off the top of my head.
No, because really, there's none. Once you're starting, you got to produce. And the way he just play, he's intentionally playing. To produce. Very seldom you will find a player doing that. But why didn't the coach them like him so much in the fourth quarter?
Energy and rebounds and all of that.
Exactly. He's a producer. He could produce.
But we'll see how it go though. They're still on the bubble.
That's yeah. Poily, you hear anything but the Dolphins?
That interview with Greer today.
Who?
And talking, Greer, the general manager.
We're
talking about Tua. Because, you know, Tua's in his fourth year. He has the fifth-year option. Still on his rookie contract. The fifth-year option. So the Dolphins are saying they'll lie to you if they aren't concerned about his durability. But They like his play. They like, and they will be definitely either taking the fifth-year option or extending him. But I think they're leaning towards taking the fifth-year option and see how he balls out this year and then probably extend him after the season.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they also we have five free agent linebackers. That's not including Chubb signed, right. But we're talking about Melvin Ingram and a couple others. So they're looking at which of them they'll sign and who they can get in and who they won't get in. They've been looking at a linebacker out of Texas. And I think another linebacker out of Clemson, who they're hoping may drop to number 51 on their pick. Okay. So in a nutshell, that's basically what's going on with the Dolphins today.
Okay, now some heads up concerning that fellow what they just picked up from Philadelphia, from the Eagles.
The defensive coordinator. Excellent choice. I like, and he brought another coach from Philadelphia with him, and he's apparently putting together a pretty good defense. They kept pretty good defensive coaching staff. They keeping Sam Madison as the cornerbacks coach, and they brought the safeties coach from Philadelphia to manage the safeties. So they're happy with the staff he's putting together, and I'm excited about him coming in. I'm excited to see what kind of defense the Dolphins have this season.
Yeah, we looking good.
And y'all can start out the gate by 3-0, 3-1, and you two could be running on, talking out the side of your neck. And by the end of the year, we could be saying, "I told you so." Y'all still suck.
Naughty.
Are you really listening to Naughty, who gets up here and makes us believe Dallas could win the Super Bowl every year, and then they get sent home in the first round of the playoffs?
Buddy, you still have a bet to pay, you know.
You want me to pay the bet?
All right, I'll let you know.
But if the season starts and I pay the bet, it's nullified.
You know, we'll make it happen probably right before the season, you know? Like media day for the NFL, we'll do it for you.
Yeah, well, Naughty.
Yeah.
What I can do?
That the producer, he's waiting to get your email now, so I can get that, and I'll email you and then send me all that info, man.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. Good to hear from you, man. Let me check these texts now real quick. Naughty, tell Pearly he can't be hosting the show for 2 days and doing a great job and then coming back and eating on the show. He eating and talking on the show. At the same time, telling me sound bad, smacking and talking, telling me to eat when you're all on commercial break. He said he was a professional.
You want some of my food? Come to me, please.
That's the next one who want the food. They want something in the fryer, I believe.
That's all right. Honey barbecue pork chop today.
Naughty, how do you...
Barbecue garlic honey.
All right, Pearly, we got to get to the break around 47 because we got a special treat today. Skip Bayless today chiming in. Should the Lakers keep or get rid of LeBron and AD? Skip says
you don't have to find a skip, but anyway.
Skip. Come on, man. We got to talk. Skip. Naughty, how do you and Pearly feel about KD and the Suns? I think if they could gel in the short sample space.
They looked good last night. He just came out. They were so efficient in that game last night.
Right. Here's another one. Naughty, Westbrook starts and didn't perform. Yep. That happens, but look at him. Look at him over there in the Clippers and see how it ends up. That's a team in a location where I think he could end up being Westbrook when it's all said and done, doing what he does. Yeah. Hey, no one has more excuses than a man on death row. Only a Lakers fan has more excuses than a man on death row. But Pearly boy, look here. You hear that? They talking about you and Parsons.
But I'm not making any excuse with my Lakers. Have I made an excuse for any Lakers?
No.
It is what it is. I don't like LeBron. Don't want him in a Laker uniform, and I got to ride with that until he goes.
It is what it is. But, like I said, that's a lot of people wanted and embraced, and Laker fans let Bron sexuals jump in the conversation and stare in their direction, and no. At the end of the day, we got Bupkis out of the deal. Even the one championship is too little for what we spent and what we invested on this clown.
If he had left Miami and come to the Lakers then, all right, I might have buy into it then. But
yeah,
not now.
No, sir. Can't work.
But it is what it is.
We will see.
Well, we went through this road before and they brought a washout Karl Malone to the Lakers. You remember that?
And a Gary Payton, the glove.
And Gary Payton, yeah.
I don't know. I like what I saw from that call last night that didn't include LeBron or AD.
Yeah, I did too. I did too.
And I'm thinking you add some other younger superstars, you may have a better shot at it than riding them to old fossils. With you.
I like AD. I think he's a great player, but the he's too
But
too
AD, AD stands for always disabled, or you could call him ADDNB.
ADDNB. With him, I good, you know.
I got
him. Even bother me.
I called him ADNP.
AD did not play?
Yeah, ADNP. Yeah, did not play. ADNP. Anthony didn't play. Because that's more, you see that more often than not.
Yeah.
And the load management in this stage of this season is way too much for me.
If you got an 82-game season and you can't play 60, 65 to 70 games, why would you hit me for?
For real. Anyway, you got anything to say before you get out of here, Pearly?
I have nothing much to say right now.
Except for sacking your belly.
I'm excited that this is the last few days for the NCAAs and the conference tournament start, and then we get the March Madness. So I'm excited about that. So I have some good stuff. And then, you know, baseball gets there, preseason. That's right. It's just the, what I like about the preseason, not to watch the games, you know. More so, I watch the first maybe 2 innings. But after that, it's just to get the storylines and see what's going on and see if there's any young kids out there that will be coming up, you know, coming up the ranks. So I apologize for my listeners reading, but, you know, it was a long day. Skip lunch. I had to catch myself.
Yes, hungry.
Yeah. You know, and a certain medical condition I have, I cannot go hungry too long.
Now, Cameron Brate, news coming out. Looks like Cameron Brate's going to get released from the Buccaneers as well.
Okay.
So now you're going to see some people moving.
Well, it's a little sad to see that. Oh, that's before we go. The air rush, the defensive lineman, Carter, from Alabama. Oh, from Georgia, sorry. From Georgia.
Right.
Who's supposed to be a high pick is got themselves some troubles in a hit-and-run accident. Not a hit-and-run, but an accident.
Correct.
And he's been charged with 2 misdemeanor charges.
Last night at 11:30 on misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and racing on highway streets and was released from Athens Clark County Jail at 11:49 p.m. So he was only there for literally 16 minutes after he paid $4,000 bond.
But you know, it'd be really cool. I mean, I think it's just kids having fun and, you know, and it something just went bad. But teams are going to shy away from him. And if he drops down to 51, I don't mind he picks him up.
Yeah, they do.
Good kid. And they're gonna look deep into him. And I guess if he get caught with if he had 2 days of detention in grade 12, they can be mad at him like that. So I think some teams will shy away from him and he can drop in the draft. Hope he drops to 51. I'll be happy.
I know you will. Anyway, Mr. Producer, give me that sign. So, Pretty, good stuff as always. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Skip Bayless, man, breaking it down. Should the Lakers keep or trade AD and LeBron James? All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break.
I guess I'll skip to watch trade now.
And we will be seeing you live tomorrow, Duncan Carmichael, for the Friday, March 3rd edition of Talking Heads, live from Duncan Carmichael. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all keep it right where you got it. All right, Skip Bayless coming up on the flip side of the break right after this.
All right.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Uh-huh.
I need to get the secret off my chest.
Okay.
The Sports Center
uh-huh.
and Heatwave,
uh-huh.
they having a sale.
What?
20% off store-wide, my boy.
You lying.
For whole days. Wednesday straight through to Saturday, March 1st, straight through to March 4th. Damn plan.
What?
You better run by Sports Center or Heatwave and get your tanks. Because when I go, I ain't leaving nothing. Wait, where he gone? Net and discount items excluded.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ready without LeBron. Now, yesterday, AD sits out. The Lakers do win over the Thunder, though. Because of a right foot injury that already has caused AD to miss parts of the season. Darvin Ham called it, quote, precautionary before the game. All right, Shannon, here we go. Despite last night's win, are you ready to give up on the Lakers for this season?
Well, Skip, it's not good enough for the Lakers to make the play-in. It's not good enough for just to make the playoffs. Skip, they are the Los Angeles Lakers, winners of 17 NBA titles. The Celtics and the Lakers, Skip, it's about championships. Either you win the championships or you don't. Yeah, good. No, is it over? No, but at what? Okay, they make the play-in. Is anybody going to be happy with that? You got LeBron James and Anthony Davis on your team. You made the play-in tournament. Okay, you maybe make it to the first round. You get knocked out first round. Is anybody going to be happy with that? No. Did they show me something last night without AD? Sure, I like the way they played. Schroeder was unbelievable in the second half.
He was.
The ball was moving. You saw Austin Reeves play really well. Troy Brown Jr., Hachimura guys. I mean, he was active on both ends of the court.
Yep.
They played well. But, man, it's going to take more than that to win a title, and that's how I judge the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I judge the Lakers as a title. Either you win the title or you don't, especially when you have those two guys on your team. AD didn't play last night. Ham says, this was always our plan to rest him. I don't know if I believe that, but it is what it is. But no, I'm not ready to give up on the season, but I'm not really saying, oh yeah, we about to be the fifth seed. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to say that either.
Could you soon be the sixth seed? You realize
how many games is AD gonna miss? Is he back? Is he back tomorrow night against Minnesota?
Okay, if we are to believe Darvin Ham, mm-hmm. precautionary, this had been planned weeks ago. Then this was the second half of a back-to-back on the road. I have to believe he will play against Minnesota on Friday night.
Okay,
and if he does and he's okay. It's a stress reaction. It's off a bone spur in his foot. At least I have some detail about it.
Right.
But it's nagging.
I mean, didn't he miss time with that foot?
He missed 20 games.
Okay.
20 games?
Yeah.
Okay. But has he been fragile in his time in this league? Yes, he has. Has he been a little brittle? Yep, he has. Can you trust that he'll play Friday night? I can't give you 1,000% on it, but I think the plan is for him to play.
Right.
The plan is they've got 5 games coming up at home. They've got 10 of the next 12 at home. They got, I told you by ESPN metrics, they have the easiest closing schedule of anybody in all the NBA. They have the number one easiest closing schedule. So if you look at the next 5, they're all at home, ending with a game against the Knicks on a Sunday, which would be a week from Sunday.
Sunday.
That would be the day. Then on Monday, you would that would be when they told us LeBron would be evaluated.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So will it be a positive evaluation at that point? Could he come back at that point? I don't know. I have no idea. But if he can, listen, I picked the Clippers to win it all, but I didn't see this coming. In my wildest nightmares, I did not see Russell Westbrook as a Clipper. They are 2.5 games up on you only. It's only 2.5 games, and they are the 6th seed.
Right.
They're out of the, you know, they're above the play-in, okay? They're actually in right now the playoffs. You can't tell me that the Clippers are going to get better with Russell Westbrook. There's a quote in a John Hollinger piece in The Athletic from an anonymous executive who said, I don't fear the Clippers the way I used to now that they've got Westbrook. Well, I told you, I think they're doomed.
Right.
It's the last thing you needed was Russell Westbrook. I think he's more trouble than he's worth. But my point is, again, they've lost 3 in a row with him. I think they're going to lose tonight at Golden State, even though
really?
They're favored. They're,
right.
they're favored by 4.
The question is Kawhi going to play? Or Paul George going to play?
And Steph, I'm pretty sure, is not going to play.
No, I think he's going to play next week. I think they said he's going to be back next week.
Well, no, I think the Clippers are supposed to be at full strength. This is why they're a 4-point favorite.
Okay.
But do I trust them with Russ in and out of the lineup and juggling his ego and his pouts? I don't. I like your team a lot more. Listen, as silly as this might seem, going into that game yesterday, before we knew that Anthony Davis was not going to play,
right.
which was an afternoon announcement, do you realize Oklahoma City was a 1-point favorite over Anthony Davis
yeah.
and the Lakers at home? Because they're pretty good, and they're well-coached, and they're young, and they're talented.
Let that sink in for just a second.
And they don't have Shai Gilgeous right now.
This is my point I want to make.
I got it.
Without Skip, Anthony Davis and LeBron James and this team lost by damn near double figures almost a month ago.
On Kareem night.
This team.
Yes, correct.
Two All-Stars. The greatest player in my estimation to ever played, LeBron James, lost to OKC.
That is correct.
And you want me to say how they done.
Okay. But they added a bunch of new pieces to what looks like could be at least be a contender puzzle, and they were all on display last night. I really liked what I saw. I don't think it was simple for them to win that game. And Oklahoma City, as you know, made a run in the fourth quarter.
They did.
And I'm going to say this again. You actually do have a closer you can trust on this team, and it's Dennis Schroeder. And you can laugh at me all you want.
Oh, my God.
But every time he's got the ball in his hands in big clutch situations, he'll go to the free throw line and ace it. He made all 6 of his free throws in the second half. He made all 4 down the stretch of the fourth quarter. He scored 22 just in the second half.
Right.
He scored 12 in the fourth quarter. He was the reason you survived last night.
I agree.
Even though Austin Reeves, he can just flat out play basketball. And all those little pieces you added, I thought Rob Pelinka did a sensational job. They're not like world-beating changes, life-changing changes. But the point is, did you not see a lot of little things that you liked?
I mean, think about it, Skip. They shot 39 free throws. I don't remember them shooting that many free throws with LeBron and AD.
Okay. How many turnovers did they have last night?
They had 13.
13. Yeah. Well, the previous game, they had 26.
So they cut it in half.
Right?
Well, if they'd had 13 against the Grizzlies, they'd have won.
They would have won the game. Absolutely so. Okay? Did you like what you saw from Mo Bamba? He gave you 12-7, right? Okay? I liked it. I liked everything that I saw of all the Hachimura can play. He's a credible 15-20-minute-a-night NBA player. All the pieces are there for you to have a very good team, but you need your 2 superstars to get healthy, and then the operative word is stay healthy, right?
Healthy. This team as constructed. LeBron healthy, AD healthy. How far can they go?
Healthy?
Yes.
I mean, 100% healthy?
100%.
Would I be shocked if they won the West? I would not. I'm serious. I would not. Because I'm not sure about the other teams enough that I say, well, there's no way they'd be better than Denver. If you got LeBron playing at the level he's been playing at, and you got Anthony Davis, on various nights, he'll give you, against Memphis even.
28-19, five blocks.
I'm just saying, he didn't have fingerprints on that game right. like I wanted him right. to, because they scored, what was it, 86 paint points?
Yes.
I didn't love that, right. but he did block five times, you know. So the point is that they're potent with AD. Listen, AD, when he's right and healthy, he can be a top five player as a mm-hmm. two-way player. Mm-hmm. He can make a case he's the best two-way player.
Yeah.
It's why Darvin Ham's been calling him Wilt Davis, as in Wilt mm-hmm. Chamberlain. And he's 6 feet, 10 inches tall, as opposed to 7 foot one Big Dipper Wilt Chamberlain.
Right.
So the point is, what look, this is what drives me crazy. And you can say I'm old school, stick in the mud, whatever you want to call me. But I look back at Jordan's career, and it boggles my mind. 9 times he played all 82 yeah, games.
Those days are over.
Okay, I got it. Then another year he played 81 games, so yeah. he only missed one. And another year he played 80 games, and he only missed two.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up last night because I just had never let it go in my psyche. What has LeBron done? Only one time in his career has he played all 82. He did have also an 81, and he had an 80, just like Jordan yes. did. But we got 9 times all 82 versus 1 time all 82.
If you know what I mean.
And then let me finish on right. Anthony Davis.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Okay, well, not no. one time no. in his career has he ever played all 82. He did play 75 twice. And when I let that sink in, I thought, well, for him, that's pretty great yeah. to play 75 games.
Skip, I give you better. You know what I'm talking about. You remember when we were going to school, perfect yeah. attendance was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you got perfect attendance, you did something. Kids today, ain't nobody ever gonna get perfect attendance again. I know guys, people that have perfect attendance from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
That used to mean something. Skip, it used to mean something. I showed up to school, you got a star, you got a little prize at the end of the year yeah. from having perfect attendance. That's what it was in the NBA. It used to be a badge of honor
yeah.
to play all 82. No more.
Okay.
No more. Okay. That's not happening, Skip.
But listen, Michael Jordan was human.
Yes.
You can't tell me he didn't have aches and pains
yes,
and
of
aches
course.
And.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.